عارفِ حق شہیدِ حسینی تجھ پہ گریا کنا تھے خمینی.
And one more message we want to take home with is that commemoration of such a shaheed is not the sole responsibility of this institution. It is not the only institution which should commemorate Shuhada. All the centers should have a commemoration. Just like the greatest martyrs, the greatest heroes, we should have a week of commemoration so that all our centers will have a chance to participate. So MashaAllah program will progress, and we have Brother Ali Safdar here. We have Maulana Hurshabiri who will be addressing us. But before that, I would want to request Brother Meesam Rizvi to come up and give a presentation. Please welcome him with a loud salawat.
Assalamu alaikum, brothers and sisters, and respected Mullah. My name is Meesam Rizvi, and the title of my presentation is the 26th martyrdom anniversary of Sayyid Allama Arif Hussain al-Husseini. Here is a short biography of his birth, his education, and his family. He was born in Allama Arif Husseini was born in Khurram Agency in Para Chinar, Pakistan in 1947. His father's name was Sayyid Fazal Hussain. His education, he acquired primary education in Peshawar, Pakistan, and after that he went to Iraq and Iran. He served 6 years in various institutions. He was a student of great religious scholars. Arif Husseini was married in 1973. At that time, he was 26 years old and he had 7 children, 5 sons and 2 daughters. Now I will give a short biography of his martyrdom. In the history, 5th August 1988, recorded a tragic day when the chief Arif al-Husseini of Tehrik-e-Jafariya, Pakistan, was brutally killed in Peshawar. His dead body was taken from Peshawar to his native village, Pehwar, Pakistan, by helicopter due to long distance. His soyum was attended by ambassadors of different countries, including Morocco, Kuwait, Iraq, Syria, and Lebanon in Para Chinar, Pakistan. Allama Shaheed Arif Husseini loved with the ideology of Imam Khomeini. As a leader, Shaheed Allama Arif al-Hussein al-Husseini visited countrywide and introduced Imam Khomeini's thoughts to the masses. Shaheed Arif al-Husseini used to say, "Today, the only solution to problems faced by the Islamic world is to follow the way of Imam Khomeini." Shaheed Arif al-Husseini continually fulfilled the thoughts and orders of Imam Khomeini. Whether it was the annual Quds rally or Women's Day program, Unity Week or Hajj seminar, or any other unity gatherings, Shaheed always voiced against America and thus obeying Imam Khomeini's teachings. Shaheed Qaid was the real example of Shaheed Bakr as-Sadr, saying that one should absorb with Imam Khomeini's self in the same way that one got absorbed with Islam. These are some of the excerpts from the letter that Imam Khomeini wrote on Shaheed Arif's martyrdom. "We should think deeply by putting the example of Shaheed Sayyid Arif in front of us. There is no greater achievement for a mu'min than to leave his abode with wounds that are medals on his chest and his stage of taqwa ilahi. He inspired thousands of other thirsty people to drink this beverage of light. So now it's necessary for us to fight against the Western and Eastern tyrants with all courage and understanding. Imam Khomeini said, 'Today I have lost my dear son.' There are many reasons for his martyrdom, but I have put only 3 in this presentation. The even increase ever increasing popularity of Shahid al-Husseini as true leader and ambassador of unity in Pakistan was taken as a threat to imperialist designs and goals. The famous Quran and Sunnah conferences, especially the one on the 6th July 1987 in Lahore, in which more than a million admirers of Quran and Sunnah from every sect participated, shook every house of rulers in Pakistan and abroad. It was later confirmed by a senior journalist that all Urdu and English newspapers of 7 July were taken by the U.S. Embassy in Islamabad, and many cassettes of 6 July program were sent to the USA. Awareness of responsibilities by Shahid Qaid Allama Arif Hussain al-Husseini. We think that we are confined and restricted into a building, and no one lives in this world other than us. We think we have nothing to do with the rest of the Muslims in the world. One of the reasons of our failure and inferiority is that we do not think that we are the part of the Islamic body. Is this hadith not true? The one who got up in the morning without having any thought of other Muslims in his mind is not a Muslim. After reading above comments of Shahid Qaid Allama Arif Hussain al-Husseini, we could realize now that we cannot keep ourselves away from the affairs of other Muslims of the world, especially those who are being oppressed, like Iraq, Palestine, Afghanistan, Kashmir, and Syria. There is a huge responsibility on our shoulders, especially ulamas. We should recognize those ulamas who never discuss the affairs related to other Muslims of the world because of fear of America. Every Muslim is supposed to play a role in the political matters and affairs of other parts of the world. As Imam Khomeini has said, I see nothing in Islam but politics. We should therefore do every possible effort in order to build Islamic society and Islamic regime based on Islamic law so that appearance of Imam Zamana alayhi salam can be hastened. Takbir!
Allahu Akbar! Allahu Akbar! Allahu Akbar! Khomeini Rahbar!